Yo, what's up, chat? What's going on, everybody? Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday. Me and DC are just having a talk behind the scenes, guys. We can see everything you've been saying this entire time.
And it's all lies.
Can't believe you guys felt like that. Yo, Beezy, what's up, man?
The man who never sleeps.
No talks behind the scenes. It's very important conversations.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, better.
Just a disclaimer, chat. I'm going to mention it while we're recording, too. If I stop talking mid-sentence and you see me coughing, it's because I've been sick for about a week, so I'm going to try my best to cut down on it. I'm drinking some green tea with some honey right now. I have Dayquil here somewhere as well.
Yep. Ow.
I got some Dayquil. I'm about to take a sip of this, you know. We're trying.
It takes over me. Tastes like candy.
I still got this head cold, man. You know, one of the kids is sick, too. She's been sick about the same time as I have, so I don't know what it is.
Let me guess which one.
Nah, it's not the little one. She actually was sick for a little bit, and we think she spread it to us, but we got worse.
Of course she did.
So it like evolved when it jumped.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
Us, you know.
She's always the problem. Always.
Oh man, but I appreciate y'all being here nonetheless, man. We missed you guys last week. We decided to take last Saturday off. DC was off on vacation, man. He was taking some time away. He stepped off the internet. I'm just kidding. He played a lot of games.
No,
and stuff, but
I actually did. That's actually a good description. Yeah. I actually did.
So we'll talk about that during the intro too. But I just want to say I appreciate you guys being here, man. If anybody follows, tips, subs, or anything like that, man. Like I said, we do have that stuff cut off. I appreciate y'all. We're gonna have a fun episode today, so I'm not gonna talk about anybody getting fired. There's actually some fun topics.
No more gloom and doom.
Yeah, we're not talking about layoffs this week, I promise. So
We just want you guys, you can watch that on your, like, just be aware and stay strong. And when your boss come in office, hide. It tends to work for me.
Oh, man. Just pull up a few things, man.
Matter of fact, I need to tell you about somebody's retiring in my job. Da, 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 da.
Oh.
But there's an interesting story behind that, which is crazy.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Insider.
Crazy.
This is the main one I need.
So you're playing Dogma after this? Because I want to check it out.
Yeah, 100%. I'm playing that for that's it for me. I'm good for a while.
Oh, that's cool, because I'll probably be watching a stream as I...
I'm super good with Dragon's Dogma.
I've been studying a lot of Forge, too, so that's been the main mission. I learned how to build a ground. Because this forge is not like the older forges. Older forges was pretty straightforward, drag, click. Like, now, like, they're scripting. Like, you could script stuff.
I can't wait to see what you make, man. I'm really excited to see what you make.
I think you can make, assets. Like, I think you can import stuff from Blender. Like, it's so much you can do.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
Weenie, that's so funny. I saw a good title for the game. I too got that Dogma in me. Yeah, that's titles just have to be a pun of the game. Like, that's how it works.
Hey, Weenie.
Mine's was great yesterday.
Hey, Weenie.
My Dogma Weenie ate my homework. It was mine. Oh man, that's great, bro. Yo, what's up, Darkstar? We're about to start recording here. I just DC's just, he's shocked right now. He doesn't know what to say. Oh, man. We're going to have a good time today,
because,
guys,
man, we have roles here, man, and y'all keep taking my role. I don't like it. If anybody knows where I could get an authentic Halo helmet from, I want not one of them cheap, flimsy party store.
Maybe check Etsy, honestly. You might be able to find someone who might.
There's two. I'm collecting helmets. I got my Black Panther. I need my Halo helmet, and I need my Iron Man helmet.
Like, no bullshit. I would check Etsy. Etsy's a great place for stuff like that. If you're looking for, like, something that's, like, a little bit more...
A helmet I actually can put on my head. Yeah. I'm talking about literally put it on.
Yo, Sergey, what's up, man? Oh, all the guys are here. Hey, guys. We'll be getting started here in a minute, guys. We're just we're just bullshitting around, warming up. You know us, man. We appreciate y'all being here. Like I said, we missed y'all last Saturday, but we decided to take some time off. And if I sound weird, it's because I've been coughing. So don't worry about it.
And Goku, I'm still on your head top, bro.
Goku he's still grieving, man. It's too soon.
No.
Leave still Goku alone, man.
Didn't Gohan, I'm word on the streets is Gohan beat Goku, bro.
He did. I seen the leaks. I seen the leaks of the manga. He knocked him out. Chat, guys, I wish I had time to talk to y'all about anime and manga stuff, man. Gosh.
We can make a little segment at the end because I'm like, oh, Mr.
Am I going to play Helldivers?
Gohan's a sham. I'm going to tell you.
I'm playing Dragon's Dogma 2 today.
Gohan is on the shelf
for a minute. He's the best, man. He's the best. All right, let's get started.
You gotta let Helldivers breathe, bro.
I mean, we played it a few days ago. I had fun with it because I hadn't played since since before the update, so it was a bunch of new shit for me. So.
Yeah, you gotta mix it in. Like I was telling people on Twitter, like you know, because like people stop talking about a game does not mean like
the community is still there. People are still playing it. I mean, it's fun and cool. I just don't like to burn stuff out. Nah, for sure.
I just don't like to burn stuff out. And then, because it's like fun when you go back and you're like, oh, it's all this new, like cool shit.
Those flying enemies were giving me Darkstar and Era. Oh my God, they were giving us such the biggest fucking headache the other day. Those new flying enemies suck, man.
Ooh, yeah. Flying enemies. I like it. I ain't played in so long. Who knows what's on there by the time I play?
Yeah. Good times.
I've been stuck in GTA again. Oh God! Thanks, Darkstar.
We'll talk about your vacation, sir. All right, let's get started. All right, all righty, chat. Feeling all right. hello, and welcome to episode 183 of the Super Weapon Podcast, most overpowered podcast on the internet. It's your boy Darius Artist, and as always, I got my co-host DC here with me today.
What up, though? You know it's your favorite know-it-all who don't know nothing at all, baby. And I'm in here fresh off of a little vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah, my guy took some time
off.
You know
what I'm saying? Took a little mental break, you know, just to refreshing the vibes. You feel me? Because we about to make the big push. I'm going to let y'all know all about the big push. Everybody in chat, I need y'all to start tabbing us up. Because once we go live here, we're going to start going live on YouTube. And we're going to need you to press that play all button. Because we about to make a big partner push here.
We got some stuff coming down the pipe that we'll discuss with you guys, man. But how was your vacation, man? How did you enjoy your time away, man? From life.
I spent my whole vacation thinking about this shit.
And you were playing Fortnite as well, too.
Every now and again, it's weird. I have these moments of Fortniteism that I like to call, because I ain't played it since like last week. It's weird, man. I was talking to BZ last night about it, actually, how I'll just jump from game to game. Like, I'll just have these moments like, oh,
yeah,
I feel like playing Fortnite. I'll play it for like 3 days and I'll be off of it. Like, I went in there. Man,
you're playing no build, right? Is that what it is?
Is there any other way? I don't play that build shit. Yeah, only no build, bro. I don't do all that cul-de-sac building and
all you don't that. Really see a lot of I mean, at least from what I see, I don't really see a lot of people playing the build mode.
There's still a core. It's I like to call them like the OGs.
Yeah,
I feel like the core audience, like there's still a lot of people who play build. I don't think you would see it like on stream as much, but they're there.
Right.
Like every time I look at the counter, you know, it shows you like who's playing what. And there's a lot of people. There's still, because, you know, you got those OGs who was playing, you know, when it was just only build. But one thing, since we're speaking of Fortnite, there is one thing. I think if they refine their Guitar Hero / Rock Band mode, they may be cooking. And I wouldn't be surprised if they come out with actual, like, you can go buy, like, the guitar and stuff. It's coming. I feel like it's coming.
I mean, I think that mode really kind of shows that there's still a market for music games. I mean, you know, we were just talking about that the other day on stream, talking about, like, DJ Hero and Rockman. And if you guys haven't heard of a Clone Hero, I suggest you guys check it out. It's on PC. It's just like, you know, those games are always still a good time, like a timeless part of gaming that I think aged pretty well. I mean, I would be all for it to see like some kind of new instruments or another like music game to come out. That'd be cool, man. I haven't checked that mode out myself, but that's cool. I'm glad you spent some time, you know, kicking your feet up, man, and stepping away from the internet world. But we're back here today, man. We got some interesting stuff to talk about, man. You know, a lot of rumors and stuff have kind of been floating about on a particular system that may or may not be real. That's those PlayStation 5 rumors, have just been, you know, it's starting to kind of pick up steam a little bit here. And it's allegedly supposed to be, you know, 45% faster. You know, there's a plethora of alleged updates and stuff to the system that, you know, is supposed to, you know, apparently run 4K 60 at a pretty consistent rate. But, you know, it's just an interesting time for this, you know, because it allegedly may come out at the end of the year, which would be interesting. But I don't know if there's a real need or market for this, you know, a mid-gen refresh, man. I mean, as we've kind of like talked about this over the last couple of months, you know, especially after the Xbox Activision merger and, you know, how console sales are just kind of doing poorly across the board. I mean, I don't really see, I mean, I guess there's always going to be a market for, but I just don't really see a need for this type of thing. I don't know about you, man. Would you be first in line to pick up a PS5 Pro, especially if
no, no, I just got my PlayStation, remind you. Remember, right. Like I want to say probably less than a year in with my PS5. I literally got it. So,
right.
I think with all the hard finds, like people having a hard time getting PlayStations, I'm pretty sure I'm not like the only one. So I think that's going to throw those sales off a little bit. Or it could have a reverse effect, because maybe a lot of people just gave up when they couldn't get their hands on a PS5. Sure. So with this one coming out, there's more in store. So maybe people, maybe people who missed out on the original one, be like, hey, I can scoop this up. Or it may have an effect like me, like, hey, I just got the PS5. Like, I'm not about to go spend money on a Pro. I think the Pro is only for people who don't have a PlayStation already. That's how I feel. That's just my opinion.
It's such an interesting thing. I mean, because you think about it, right? Like they've already come out and said that they're not going to have any new like first party games coming out this year. So, you know, typically when you have a new console release, there's games that will kind of come out with it that'll make you want to, you know, make the consumer want to buy it. And I'm curious what they're going to do for the fall. I mean, because outside of like some third party stuff, you know, you had Rise of the Ronin come out and that, you know, got kind of middling reviews, you know, people mm-hmm. didn't seem super happy with it, but you know, I just wonder what they're gonna do to try to like push this for people to buy. And then you talk about price point too. I mean, a PlayStation 5 still is already $500. Like I can't see this one, if the specs on this are true, I don't see this being less than like a $600 machine. And I don't know how well it's gonna go over with people. I mean, we talked about price point with the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series.
I say just do it, man. People are going to complain, but they're going to get it. That's the thing. People in the gaming space, it's what we do, man. People, they love to hear themselves yelling in the mirror. People love to complain, but then after a while, it's just like, oh, okay, well. And I'm not against these prices going up either. Let me just tell you, I had to mute a conversation the other day on Twitter because people just be talking. And then when it comes to like games like GTA, you have a lot of young, like literally teens and stuff just yelling out their thoughts.
I saw those, that funny exchange with you, man. You really do be out here.
I be on social media arguing. I be on Reddit. Really? If I post like what I be on Reddit, I'll
give you credit, man. You know, this is one thing that, you know, I appreciate about you is that you really stand on your opinion at all times. This is funny, man. But.
Bro, it's like, okay, granted, right? Because they were talking about, GTA 6. Yeah. Yeah, GTA 6 is falling behind schedule.
The rumored delay until 2026.
Hey, man, yeah. I'm just saying, hey, take your time. If you need more time, take it. People have been waiting this long. They'll be okay. Because what we don't want is y'all abusing your employees. And the comments that I got, I was like, y'all the reason why people go through crunch. You're the problem. Because people like,
I think my thing is people took your point as if you were disagreeing with what they were saying. And I think that's the problem once again with the world. It's like, just because I say I don't like pancakes, or I prefer waffles, means I hate pancakes. You know what I mean? Don't mean that. I just prefer.
Bro,
you know,
they went off the rails. Yeah, and I was like, I was like, what? And then I remember, see, this is the thing. If it was any other community, maybe there would have been an intellectual conversation there. But we're talking about GTA here. And I'm going to say it. Hey, like I said, there's a lot of younger people involved in this community. And all they want is, oh, we already been waiting for 10 years. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, y'all the reason why these things happen. You have a backlog, bro.
You can kind of talk on that, too. It's like, you know, they're probably in the middle of transitioning all their employees back to office, because, you know, there was a report on that. Because
that was
out,
the main thing,
mean,
too.
People
that was what they were talking about.
Yeah, because you have to understand. People got to understand, like, a game or I can't even say a game, a IP or franchise as big as this, you know, you want to minimize as many slip ups as possible. You know, it's happened two or three times already with the game. And, you know, they've probably tried a plethora of things, and it sucks. I know it sucks for some of the workers, but, you know, I think that brings up a good point, too. I mean, because you can kind of, like, look back on the PlayStation 5 Pro, right? Let's say this does come out and GTA gets pushed back. You know, people are going to probably assume that this will be the best place to play GTA 6, because we're not getting GTA 6 on PC day and date. You know, they essentially all but came out and said that. You know, do you think this would be enough to get people to go out and purchase a PlayStation 5, like a game that big? I mean, because like I said, this comes out. Let's say this comes out at the end of the year. What are they going to do? Bundle, you know, Last of Us, bundle Ghost of Tsushima or some other, you know, first party game that's already been out for a while. Hey, look at what it does on this new box. I just don't think it's worth the $600 personally.
Like I said, if you don't have one already, like, yeah, because I'm not going to go buy it. Like, I'm fine with the PlayStation that I have. But if you're just coming into the fold and then it's like, oh, you got all these cool games, like, oh, look how Ghost and stuff look on it. Then, right. Yeah, that looks appealing to the person who doesn't already have one. But
it's just, I don't know, because I look at it like this, too. And I know everyone's not a PC gamer, but you take, for instance, people who play on multiple platforms. You already have a plethora of their games already on PC that look incredible. I mean, Horizon just came out, and I'm not gonna lie, that's probably the best looking PC game I've ever seen in my life. I'm not even bullshitting. Like, Horizon Forbidden West is incredible on PC. And then you got Ghost of Tsushima.
I thought they had a lot of problems with that when it first came out. Or was it the original?
It was the first game. Yeah, the first game came out, they had some issues. I haven't seen anyone say anything like bad about, you know, performance on the second game, but I mean, like, I don't know. Like, if I'm a person like myself, like I said, I have, just like DC, I have a PlayStation and I mostly play on PC. I'm still going to buy my games on PC and not a PS Pro. I mean, unless it's like an exclusive. I don't see it worth it. I'm sure we'll probably get some sort of mid-gen refresh with PlayStation. You know, we've talked about it before, man. They don't seem like they're trying to change up what they're doing. Versus Xbox, you know, who are allegedly working on a handheld, you know, that now that's something I would be interested in seeing, but it's all rumors and conjecture so far, man.
So how do you feel about the Xbox XSSXXS?
What if they're gonna, you know, that's what people are saying, that they're not, I would be more surprised if they did a mid-gen refresh, if that's what you're asking. Because it don't seem like, it doesn't seem like they're more focused on, I mean, they're more focused on like cloud and, you know, Game Pass and trying to get people to play Game Pass everywhere. Honestly, like I said, I hope they come out with like a handheld version of, you know, Xbox version of a Steam Deck or something. It would be fucking incredible. And I think a lot of people
see that with Xbox, what they're trying to do, that's not too far-fetched. I could see that actually happening.
Yeah, pretty coming out this fall, like imagine it. It's probably, you know, it'll probably be a plethora of price ranges. You know, you could probably swap out like RAM, you know, storage, just like you kind of can with the Steam Deck. You have those two different models to purchase. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't think we'll get a mid-gen refresh from Xbox. I don't think it'll hurt them. I know a lot of people are looking at it like, oh, man, well, if the PlayStation 5 Pro is more powerful than the Xbox, why are people going to buy Xbox? Xbox doesn't care if you do. They don't care if you buy an Xbox anymore. Just subscribe to Game Pass. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are the rumors, man. Those are the PlayStation 5 rumors. We'll see if they announce anything this year.
So, will you guys...
Yeah, let us
be
know.
Getting a PS Pro. Hit us up in the comments. Come to the Discord. Let's talk about it, baby. Will you be getting that PS Pro? Because
are you excited
I
at all?
Won't.
Please.
And does it make you excited?
And if Grand Theft Auto comes out, will you want to buy it on PlayStation? Like they're going to market. Those are the questions we want answered. Let's move on to another game that got announced, which I'm actually pretty excited about. I watched the trailer for the first time this morning. That was Marvel 1943, man, The Rise of Hydra. Which was a surprise announcement from GDC. So, yeah, for those of you guys who don't know, GDC is actually going on as well this year in San Francisco. Man, I miss GDC, man. The one time me and you went, I had a blast. I would love to go back at some point because it was an incredible event. We met a lot of really great
people.
Yeah,
it was fun. Oh, man, it was so fun.
It was so
fun. And I was actually putting in work in the Dragon Ball FighterZ little tournament.
You was. Yeah, you were. Yeah. It was a good time, man. But yeah, so this game got announced at GDC. This is being head up by Amy Henning and gosh, I forget the name of the studio she runs now. It's a new studio. So if you guys don't know who Amy Henning is, she worked at PlayStation for a number of years, worked on some of their biggest games, incredible writer. She has a great track record of games, and this is like the first thing that she announced. And this kind of got shown off during the Unreal Engine 5 State of Unreal. Which I started watching a little bit of it, but I want to say, man, like, I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this or not. This game doesn't look like a video game. You know,
I thought it was all the cutscenes.
No, so I watched, there was a 12-minute deep dive that they did with the game. And of course, you know, they always say, oh, this is running in engine. So that remains to be seen, but I think the game is going to look incredible either way. But it's basically
It looked good from what the whole the trailer. It looked good. I just didn't know like if all these were like cutscenes.
This was running in engine. This is like the latest version of Unreal Engine 5. But so the game is, you know, for those of you guys who haven't seen the trailer, it's based in 1943, kind of during the height of World War II, where Captain America,
Hydra,
and T'Challa's grandfather, I believe his name is T'Chaka. They're searching for someone, you know, there's an indication that they're, you know, racing against each other, they're not working together, because that would make too much sense, obviously. But they're trying to find someone. I'm sure it's related to Hydra, maybe the Red Skull. They didn't really give too much information, but the game, like I said, it looked very interesting, man. And from the trailer, it looks like there's going to be like elements of like stealth, you know, when you're playing Black Panther, cause there's four characters, they said. There's Black Panther, a soldier, someone who works for T'Chaka in the Dora Milaje, and then obviously Captain America. So I wonder if it's going to play out kind of like Avengers, like Marvel's Avengers, where you have different levels that you play these different characters because it's like a single player story driven game. I'm all for that, man. I think that's going to work really well. Are you excited for this at all, man? I know, you know, you're not really huge into like comics and stuff all the time, but you know, is this something that you?
Yeah, I've been kind of hanging off of the Marvel train since I really haven't deep dove into anything since Endgame. Like I've never really I've only watched a handful of things.
You haven't missed much, man. Listen, I'm just be honest. I know it's gonna make a lot of people mad, but you haven't.
Marvel need to just. I've been saying it for the longest. It's just like y'all need to. I feel like you just get so greedy because you make so much money, and then you just want that train to go on forever. They could use a good break. But as far as video games go, after my experience with the last Marvel game, I'm a little apprehensive about this. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my eye on it. I'm going to see how it develops. You know, because I'm big on the single player experience. So that's already a plus for me right there. So if they could, like, if they could land this, then I would definitely check it out. What I saw in the trailer, it looks good. It's intriguing. The story is very intriguing. I want to see what's going to happen. I did not know that. I was kind of wondering, like, who Black Panther was. So you answered that question for me because I'm like, wait a minute, if it's in 1940.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not T'Challa.
So the mantle, the mantle was obviously somebody in his family. Makes perfect sense now that I think about it. I don't believe I couldn't put that two and two together until now. But no. I'm here for it. I'm not a hater of Marvel. I want them to catch a win, always.
I think the gaming, just like you said, the gaming side has been, I think, the best part for me over the last couple of years. I mean, you know, you had Insomniac Spider-Man 2018. Spider-Man 2 is a great game that I just really started to dig into before I started playing Dragon's Dogma 2 yesterday. But I was telling chat too that if I would have played Spider-Man 2 the year it came out, that would have been game of the year for me over Resident Evil. Like, that's how much I've been enjoying that. And you know, like I said, with Amy running the show and kind of heading this up, I'm curious to see what it's going to be. I know this game is probably incredibly expensive. I mean, just looking at the graphical detail in it is, I think we're finally starting to get to that point where we're starting to truly see what next generation gaming is going to be. I don't know about you, but at least that's how I kind of feel about it. I think we won't start seeing that stuff until like 2025. Like,
I think you have to stop looking at it.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is we literally grow with the tech. So we don't really see it. You know what I mean? Like, we grow with this tech because we're
gamers. There's always certain points where you can go back though and look at time and be like, okay, that's when graphics kind of, like, you know, that's when it took that next step. You know, at least that's how I kind of look at it. But
yeah, because you look at, like, say like right now, let's take a very powerful, graphically powerful game. Let's use Ghost, right? Ghost is just beautiful. Beautiful game.
It is.
God, the fight scene with your master at the end. Oh my God. I've never seen so many beautiful flowers in my life. Beautiful game. But 10, like not even 10, maybe 5 years from now, we'll look back at that because we're growing with this tech.
That's true.
We'll look at that. We'll be like,
man, that's ugly.
Dang, that's what we was getting hype over? Yeah, like, oh my God. Like, that don't look like much. Like, I look at Grand Theft Auto like that.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, it was the, like,
oh man, this game looks amazing. That was it. Yeah, that was it.
This game looked amazing. Now I play that, I'm like, all these characters look like meth heads. Like, why do they look so bad? Like, we are so spoiled with tech that we don't even realize it, but it's going to be funny to see, because you always think, like, graphics can't get any better than this. Like, you will look at a Ghost and say that. Like, if it gets any better than this, we're going to confuse ourselves. We're going to think it's real.
Uncanny
and then 5 years later, you like, oh my God, like, damn. Or if you, especially like, you know, shout out to the PC, what do they call it? The PC Master Race.
Yeah, PC Master Race, yeah.
But yeah, like, when you're playing on computer and you're playing with all the specs turned up, like, man, I've seen people play, like, what was it? The Batman series, the older games, like Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, the Arkham series, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people play those with maxed out specs, and it looks crazy. Or they'll start adding mods, like the mod community will get to it. And if you ever seen GTA 5 with, like, a 8K update, like, It looks crazy.
It looks like a movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Does. So, I mean, I'm here for Marvel, man. Like I said, I want them guys to catch a win. Because I was here for the other game that came out too that didn't do so.
Yeah, Crystal great. Dynamics, The Avengers. Yes, I'm unfortunately. Yeah, we sad were here about
for
it. Yeah.
We were here for
that
it,
game,
man. I
man,
still
that
got
that game had a great story. I think is you know just everything else was. Not
I like the beat 'em up aspect of it. I like kind of how you know, for what it's worth, I know a lot of people kind of dumped on it, but like even the bridge scenes, like I thought the fighting mechanics, even though they were a little stiff to me, I like the that beat 'em up aspect. Like,
yeah, yeah,
I wouldn't mind having a game like that. Like the good old, just give me the good old beat 'em up style type game, you know, with a good Marvel story.
So you saying a good old punch special for you?
No, let me tell you about Dragon Ball Blaster Z Zero, whatever. Hey,
you're going to be playing Dragon Ball Sparks.
I'm
Zero,
not
man.
Here to yuck your yummies, all right?
Here we go.
Or gummies or whatever it's called, okay? You guys have fun with Dragon Ball, all right? I feel like I can't talk about anything Dragon Ball because it's too soon. Rest in peace to my guy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but dang. I still have to stand 10 toes down in it. Me personally, I don't see the excitement in these games. I don't. I've watched like, what was it? They had a little presentation the other day, the little demo.
They had the demo of the gameplay.
It's just a faster punch, kick, charge special, bro.
It's
just
great.
Faster.
I'm in there. I'm fucking in there, boy.
With explosion, with background explosions.
Oh, I'm in there all day. I'm in there day one.
But I get it because you have like, you have like everyone's favorite. You get to be your favorite. It's like a power fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Think,
you get to pick your favorite character.
I think honestly that's what it is, man. It's just like, and
you get to live out your favorite character.
I seen you talking about nostalgia too the other day on Twitter. You know, because with the whole X-Men 97 TV show, and we, you know, I kind of want to talk about that too, but I think we'll save that for another episode.
Or we could just like let it play through, and then we could do a season breakdown.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's what I want to do because I'm going to start watching it. I've seen enough clips from it. I'm really excited to check it out. But yeah, you kind of talked about nostalgia, man. And I think for a lot of people, especially just like you said, with Akira Toriyama passing, man, this game is probably, I think this game for a lot of people, myself included, this is the Dragon Ball Z game we always wanted as kids. You know, like you have a big arena to
should
just
I try it? Should I try it, chat?
I'm just saying, like, just from a pure, just like you said, power fantasy.
It could be a good
I'm just
YouTube
gonna turn,
series.
Yeah, turn my brain off and blow some shit up, game. Like,
yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it's gonna
I
be.
I mean, I, you know, I'm fair. I get it. I understand that. Like, you grew up with whoever your favorite character was, a Vegeta or somebody, and you're like, oh, I could play this person, and I always wanted to kick Goku's ass.
And then I think it has potential, too, because you think about all the characters they have in Super now, like, the longevity on it could be, you know, I'm sure they'll probably do something like have DLC packs to buy characters or some shit, like, you know, we'll have some.
What I never liked about those games, though, was some of them, like, because I know once it got up to, like, I think it was like a certain Budokai or something where they kind of trailed off from the story. And I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like the regular Dragon Ball games that you're going to reiterate, like, Dragon Ball Z for the 80th
that's
time.
Fair.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Like, but, why, yeah, I've already seen these transformations. That's a fair thing.
Yeah, like, give us something new. Like, even, like, non-canon. Like, if this new one come out and they have, like, maybe show like Gohan secretly training since he's supposed to be so powerful now. You know what I'm saying? Or just you can give us some.
That's why Xenoverse was so popular because you can make your own character and stuff. I mean, that would be cool. Like,
yeah,
if they do a story where Gohan actually does take over for his dad and Goku stays dead. That'd be more interesting. Like after the Cell games and stuff, like that would be interesting.
And then you'll have Goku. He just have a little halo on his head because you know they not leaving Goku out of nothing.
He gonna always be there.
He gonna always be there. Even when he die,
he's gonna
be
literally
around.
Break time and space to punch somebody to save his son, like he did in that one movie. Anyway, So. That's Marvel, man. Like, yeah, some interesting stuff going on. Tori, I tell you, man, I'm going to figure out some way to start talking about comics. Because there is a lot going on in Marvel and DC, especially with the X-Men. It's such a good time to be a comic fan, man. I would literally spend hours talking about it.
And
DC telling me, he was telling me
I'm
about
looking for ways to, like, I'm trying to figure out if I want physical copies, because I really don't want more stuff to have to put somewhere. I really want to do physical copies, man, because Transformers has, like, they have some really good story. Comics is going crazy right now across the board.
It's a great time, like, to be a
X-Men is insane right now. Nimrod out there is just, man, it's happening right now.
Yeah,
I don't even know why they let Nimrod get this far. He was supposed to be gone. What's happening?
Because they turned Professor X into Malcolm X. All right, anyway. It's such a good time, man. It's such a good time to be a comic book fan. But all right, man, let's talk about the last thing we're gonna bring up today is Dragon's Dogma 2, man. I just wanted to talk about this because, you know, this is the first time I've bought a game day one in quite a while, and I was pretty excited for it. As somebody who's never played the first game, you know, I kind of went in with zero expectations, and, you know, I played almost 3 hours yesterday, and it felt like time was flying by, to be quite honest, man. This game is absolutely incredible. This is, you know, I see why it got the review scores that it did, which it scored really well for a lot of people. I think the thing that I really want to highlight about the game is the AI companions or the pawns that you have. They don't feel like a burden. You know, they honestly, they all play their roles really
well. That's big key.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I have to babysit them to do stuff. Like, you give them basic commands and they'll carry them out to a T, and they'll make
this
their own type
why
of decision.
AI could be cool, Darius. AI can
certain,
be cool,
certain applications,
man,
of AI are going to make the game better. You know, I know a lot of people are having issues with, like, you know, the CPU draining, especially with all the NPCs in the game, so much so that people are going around murdering entire villages.
Is that why they took the NPCs out?
Well, they didn't take them out, but people are murdering NPCs in game to improve CPU, because the game is, like, very CPU heavy. That's why it's not performing well for a lot of people. I'll say for me, you know, my situation is a little bit unique. You know, I run two PC setup, so I didn't really have any issues that I noticed when I was streaming yesterday. Like I said, streamed for about 3 hours.
Boy, you got some, let me tell you something. You know, if you ain't seen them things in person, I forgot how big them damn computers is.
These were at one point bleeding edge.
Big,
you know,
boys,
we're,
bro.
We're just on the edge now. We're not on the bleeding edge anymore.
Not bleeding edge, you just edge.
Yeah, we're just on the edge now, but, like, you know, I know other people have been having a different experience, and they've come out and said that they're, you know, working on looking at that. And I, you know, I guess we can go ahead and talk about the microtransaction situation. You know, there's a lot. I know a lot of people are upset about this. I kind of was too, man. So to give you, like, a little bit of background. So when the game went live on Steam, the Steam page, like, you know, it shows everything that you can purchase in the game. So there's a microtransaction store that people didn't know about until the day the game released. And it's consumables. It's not anything like weapons or armor. It's consumables that you can find in the game on, you know, just by playing the game, essentially.
So they complaining like they did Helldivers.
Yeah, you know, people were pretty upset about this, man. And I understand both sides of it, right? Because I have it pulled up right now. The most expensive thing is $5. The least, you know, everything else. Most of the items are like 99 cents.
I don't have a problem with that, though.
As long as
you're not price gouging, like,
right,
you know what I mean? Like something $25, something $30. Like, that's when I start to have problems. But this is what makes me mad. Cause I'm going to go on a rant for a minute.
Just bear with me.
Dog, we have to meet them in a gray area. Gaming is struggling because of this.
Yep.
We have to understand, if it's not predatorial behavior, they have rights to do this because it's costing so much to make these games. They have to make this money back, man. Like, these prices are eventually, something's going to have to happen and you're not going to like it. It's just, long as they're not being just, like I said, predatorial with it. Like, you know, and what I mean by that is, like, let's just say the game gets way difficult, but it'll be easier if I had this. And then they price it out of your price range. Like, they'll, you know what I'm saying? As long as they're not doing stuff like that. But if it's like cosmetics or stuff like that, if it's fairly priced, man, if you rock with the game, like, I do that with Apex. Like, sometimes, you know, I just, like, you know what? I play this game so much. You know, it's a free to play game. It's almost like if you were on Twitch and you were given a donation, right? That's how I look at it. Like, all right, I'll buy this skin. You know what? Because they got to keep this game going. That's how I look at it. Like, we got to kind of get this negative mentality out of our heads, because the industry is literally trying to find ways to make extra money, because it's not because of greed. It's because they need to. Like, just think about it. When the PlayStation Pro come out, right? Guess what? These games are going to, they're going to be, that's an extra level, right? That they're going to have to do to make future games, because AAA titles and stuff, the graphics are going to get better. They're going to need more people to work on it. It's like, we just got to find a balance, man. I'm not going to go on a big rant, but
you know what I'm saying? I'm actually glad you brought that up. Cause that's, you know, just like Wendy said in chat, you know, they have a right to be mad. You have the right to be mad about it, but you don't need to buy it. And I think that is the best way.
You don't have to buy it.
Like, it's just like DC said, right? Like, you know, for good or bad, you know, these, you know, gaming, AAA gaming in particular, I know some AA games too, but mostly AAA gaming is ballooning past what can be supported just off of just cops selling copies of a game. You know, a lot of these, you know, they did this with Resident Evil 4 last year, and I don't remember this, you know, nearly as much backlash from Capcom with this. And just like Winnie said also in chat, man, you know, you can earn all of these items in game. And I don't,
exactly,
from what I seen, just like I said, playing the few hours that I did, it didn't seem super hard to get a lot of this stuff. I mean, you just kind of just roam around and play the game and you'll find a lot of good stuff. I mean,
what they do that for, and this is what
minus the I had to fight. Sure.
This is what I had a fight on Reddit about. The reason why they do that, right? They put it in game for people who want to explore. But
yeah,
say if you have somebody like me, right? I might not have that much time to put in the game, working so much or whatever the case may be, right? So what if I see something that you got that maybe you found, right? Maybe you found it just venturing out and being an adventurer, explorer. I might not have that time. So what if I just get on like, hey, I want that. And then if it's in the store and it's fairly priced, I'm like, oh, well, I could just buy it. I don't have time to look for it. So I feel like it caters to a certain crowd and you don't have to buy it.
I think there's a lot of ways people just got to look at it, man. And, you know, I think what was uncalled for was review bombing the game. Because like I said, man, this game is absolutely incredible, man. Like, I understand some people who don't want to play
let's be real.
You know, there's no co-op, but don't review bomb
the game because it has... That would have been fire.
You know, I got some theories about that. I mean, I think this game is going to sell incredibly well, you know, despite all this little trouble here and there, man. But, you know, I think Capcom's looking at this, like, Dragon's Dogma to be another pillar of, like, modern gaming for them. I mean, they got Resident Evil, you know, that's back, very popular. You have Monster Hunter, and then I think this will be another one. So maybe we will get a sequel or another game where you can play with your friends. I mean, that would be cool. But I don't know, man. Like I said, for me, like, I think I'm super impressed with the combat of the game. Like, you know, you don't really have a way to lock on to enemies, but I don't think it hinders you that much. Like, I don't feel like I'm fighting the camera to, you know, attack enemies. Like, the game actually flows pretty well, and I'm still in the early stage. I'm only, like, level 4 or something like that, like, level 4, level 5. Mm. But, you know, the game looks, it actually looks incredible. Like, I'm you know, I suggest it if you guys are looking for something fun to play, a little bit different. Like I said, the pawn system actually really, really cool, man. I would definitely recommend this and check it out, man. Don't review bomb stuff, man. Don't be those kind of people. You know, don't do
that. Man, that's gonna make people more curious, bro. Don't do it, but.
And that was, yeah, and that's another point. BZ, you actually bring up a good point, right? Like, we can talk about that too. So he says, you know, he worried that developers might start making games inconvenient to incentivize buying microtransactions. And that is a very legitimate concern. That was something that I've seen a lot of people brought up. And, you know, I'm going to stick to the stance that if it does not affect the core gameplay, or it does not, you know, in any way take away from the intended gameplay design that the game developers wanted, you know, I'm all for microtransactions. But if I ever feel like I'm being inconvenienced, just like you said, like, you know, maybe there was at one point they probably had a discussion. It's like, hey, we're going to give them less of this particular resource and we're going to put, you know, microtransactions in the game, right?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Right. Like, yeah, like if you're doing stuff like that, then I will, and then and, pricing it ridiculously, it's like, okay, come on now.
Yeah. And that's why I tell people, right? Like, if you don't support something, man, just don't buy it. Show them with your wallet. And I know that's a lot harder for people to kind of comprehend or and understand, you know, like, you know, there is a power in the economic, you know, showing a company what you value their products are at. You know, I myself, I'm not going to purchase any microtransactions for this game. I don't feel the need to. I don't feel like it's, you know, detracting from my gameplay experience with this game so far. You know what I mean? Yeah, please stop buying NBA 2K. That's what we're really getting at here. We're
getting, it's finally downtrending.
You know, I need people to...
Finally? Yes! Stop buying that garbage. Stop buying Madden. Stop buying sports games. Until they get their shit together, stop supporting that shit, man.
Yeah.
They laughing at y'all.
Stop buying card packs in a sports game, bro. Like, that's so ridiculous to me.
Online gambling. You might as well get Prize Picks. Hey, Prize Picks, what's up? Y'all giving everybody. Come on, man. Come on over.
Hey, when we legal to gamble in Georgia, man. Yeah, come on over with Prize Picks.
Yeah, Prize Picks. They on every freaking podcast I watch, Prize Picks is on there.
Hey, they're talking about legalizing gambling, sports betting in Georgia. That's all I'm saying. There's a bill out there. Do your research.
Hey, listen, I've been watching that bill like a hawk.
You research our community. I'm telling you guys, good stuff coming, man. But yeah, man. I don't know. Like I said, I've enjoyed it. It's been fun for me. But I think the best thing going forward, man, is to continue to have these conversations because, you know, the gaming's just getting more and more expensive, and companies are going to try some scumbag. Not every company's going to, you know, just looking to screw over their fan base, but there are going to be situations like 2K and Madden as well that will try to exploit their committee for money. And it's unfortunate, man, because the product doesn't reflect what people are putting in my opinion. So,
yeah, and then you have this thing where I was just reading up on... God, who was that? I put a tweet about it the other day. It was just another instance where it was like dev versus publisher. And it was the ex Halo. I got to look it up, man. He was just saying he did not like the direction that they were taking for something. I can't remember. I literally should have put that in my notes, but my notes are in shambles. But yeah, man, it's a struggle that we're going to have to deal with for a while. And hopefully, you know, companies they get to a point to where things are a little bit more lucrative in that situation, but it's going to be hard, man. Like,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of companies are really trying to find a balance. And then you have companies that's just predatorial. It just is what it is, right?
And pay your devs. Stop firing your devs. Pay them. It's real simple. Oh,
man. The devs, man, it's rough. It's
rough.
Yeah,
man, be nice to people on the internet, guys. Don't be mean.
That's why I'm selling GTA, man. Look, you could bring the people back into the office. I get it. Maybe I should have worded my tweet better. I get it. You could bring the people back in the office. I understand. But... no crunch. I still stand 10 toes down on that. No crunch.
Yeah, we support the
because I feel like it's coming. When you start talking about falling behind with a game so anticipated, I feel like the crunch is coming.
I'll say this much, man. I think they were prepared for it to get pushed, and I don't think people should be
surprised. Didn't I tell you that when it first was announced? That game's going to get pushed back like five times.
I think at the latest it's going to come out spring 2026. If the rumors of it, you know, supposedly wanting it to hit early 2025, I could see them delaying it a year.
Look, what did you call it? I'm white knighting for all devs.
Not white knighting.
I'm telling you right now, yes. Because somebody got to stop this, bro. It's like, because I think... honestly, I think why I touch a nerve with me, because I work in an industry that deals with a lot of situations that's similar to crunch. And I fight for this at work. And yeah, so that's why I talk about it a lot. So if you were just wondering.
Ah, man. The people need to know DC, man. And that's, we're not going to stop fighting for that stuff, man. And, you know, we, like I said, keep this conversation going, man. It's important to have these talks. we appreciate you guys being here and talking to us about this as well, man, because, you know, we've heard a lot of opinions today, and that's what this is about. You know, continuing these conversations, pushing devs and, you know, pushing gaming in the right direction, and make sure it's fair compensation for everybody, man. But like I said, buy Dragon's Dogma 2 if you're looking for something to play, if you don't have anything to play. I'm going to actually be playing it right after we wrap this up.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to actually watch you get in there, man. Yeah. Because I'm curious about it.
It's a great game.
Very curious about the game.
I
got Dragon's Dogma 1 on my 360. Never played it because I had so many games.
Yeah, like I said, I've never played the first game, but, you know, you're not missing anything story-wise. I'll say that much, so. Yeah, man, I think that's a good place to rapper and dapper, man. Thank you guys for hanging out for episode 183 of the Super Women Podcast, as always, man.
Excellent welcome back episode. Loved it.
As always, yeah. So next week, maybe we'll do some TV show stuff. I'll probably sit down and maybe start watching Halo or something. I don't know. We'll have something fun to talk about next week, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out, man. Just like DC said, man, make sure you guys are following us on all our Super Weapon socials, man, especially on youtube.com/superweapon. You can find me everywhere, Darius the Artist, on Twitter, /X, Darius the Artist, where the E is a 3. DC, you can take us home, baby.
All right, man, I got a lot to say since I just got back. Check this out. It's heavy on my heart because I'm a music guy. So I have to say it here, okay? This new Kendrick song where he's supposedly dissing Drake and him, right? I just need y'all to know that the beat is not a Lil Wayne beat.
No.
It's not a 3-6 Mafia beat, even though they sampled it 84 times. I just want to give the proper shout outs to Rodney O. The song is called Everlasting Bass. Okay. That's the name. That's your hip hop history for today. Go do your homework. Anyway, we are back. And like I said, I'm not going to say a lot about a little. All I'm going to say is, we got some very interesting things coming up for a YouTube partner push. I'm even making a commercial, okay? A real life commercial, because I always want to do things different and interesting
from
what everybody else. Things are coming, but no, I am very invested in Halo Forge. We're going to get Super Weapon Media is going to make the greatest Forge map on Halo of all time. But if you're here right now, what I need you guys to do, just start tabbing us up, man. We're gonna start going live on YouTube, and we need them tabs. Just tab us up, even if you ain't watching. Even right now, when you're done, just go hit that. There's a nice little play all button. But I gotta check some things out. But that's what I'm really, really excited for, man. I'm really, really excited for 2024. I'm really excited. I've been having so much fun. YouTube is so much fun, man. I love YouTube. I really do. It really is. I've been inspired by the likes of the good guy who's in chat, Beezy. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching Waffles, Krista, and them. You know, they're slowly climbing that YouTube ladder, and it's just fun, man. It's just fun. And shout out to the homie Built, man. Built, wherever you at, man, your presence is missed, man. I miss you on Twitter, man. I'm not gonna lie. We need that positivity, my brother. But yeah, I think that's all I have, man. That's all I have. I'm back. We about to do this, chop it up, watch this man play some Dogma.
All right, guys.
Dog ate my homework.
Thank you for hanging out, man, for the audio version. That's gonna be the end of the podcast, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.